come to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It's that time of the week. Yes, the time you've anxiously been awaiting. And if you say you have not been anxiously awaiting, then why lie to yourself? You know you've been waiting. Because it's time for the culinariest, and of course the cleverest, the most riveting, and the most entertaining, the tastiest, and yes, the most demystifyingest cooking show where?
In the world.
You got it. Chef and a Fat Man to Blue Collar Chefs. We are the true Theater of the Mind radios show that is listened to by thousands and streamed around the world on our flagship station, Atlanta, Georgia's news talk leader, AM 1160, the talk of the town, and SATCOM 5 in a synchronous orbit around the Earth.
No, there is no SATCOM 5. There is no synchronous orbit.
No?
No.
Rush Limbaugh does it.
It's an iTunes podcast, though.
Well, yeah, it does, too. iTunes and Podbean, but I wanted to be like Rush. I wanted my own satellite.
There is so much that has to be different. To be like Rush.
Yes. Intelligence, talent, on loan from God. This week, we are proud to be at one of our great sponsors. We are at Cutter's Cigar Emporium on Windward Parkway. And this is absolutely the true portal to the world. The world of good times. The world of great friends you have yet to meet. You don't even know how many great friends you're going to pull out of this place. And a world of fine cigars, my friends. It is a great selection, great ambiance. Your portal to the world, Cutter's Cigar Emporium. Unfortunately, the owner, Russ Sutton, is down and out today, my friends. He is sick, so could we give him one big collective awe from the audience? Boy, that is anemic. I mean, my God, the man's dying, okay? One, two, three. That's one big awe for us. That's what you do when you suck up to a sponsor. Anyway, we are here at Cutter Cigar Emporium. Great crowd here today. And Chef Eric and a special guest is going to be joining him today. And he is so fortunate because I never get a special guest to fill in for me.
Absolutely.
Because it's hard when you have talent on loan from God. Anyway, my friends.
What's your excuse?
Well, I'm trying to still borrow. I'm in debt. Chef and a Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs is proudly brought to you by The Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. Yes, and by Whole Foods, where shopping is good for you. But it also is
where values matter.
It absolutely. Whole Foods is one of those amazing stores, my friends. If you have not been into one, shame on you. If you love your health, if you love your well-being, if you love just awesome food, great prepared foods, which is now the hot thing in the grocery industry, prepared foods. These are awesome prepared foods. You name it, you got it. You get all the value. You get all the quality with none of the junk. And that's what we love about Whole Foods, and they're a proud sponsor of ours. And also by GoIsrael.com. Israel is a life-changing experience, my friends. It's more than a vacation. If you get a chance, check it out. Put Israel on your bucket list. Well, you know, Chef Eric, we once again proved that there is no taste in Mexico Beach.
Yep. I'll tell you what, they keep the judges there, I saw, judging. I'm sure they're very nice people, but clearly, their favorite place to eat is
Sharon's.
Come on now.
Well, she won.
Well, she won the restaurant division.
Well, we're talking about, of course, last weekend we were in Mexico Beach. That's why you got a best of show. You are so fortunate. Because we are slaving away in the 17th annual Mexico Beach Gumbo Cook-Off and Brunswick Stew. The chef that was supposed to be with us, Chef Rouse, basically wussed out at the last minute, so we did not enter Brunswick Stew. But Chef Eric made what I consider one of the most beautiful roux he has ever made. It was a great gumbo. Unfortunately, the judges, you know, what can I say?
They had no taste.
They didn't.
Well, we served it with
potato salad, which really freaked them out.
Which they, I know.
Oh, my God.
They don't know anything about it.
Can you imagine this, judges? What are you eating there, Selma? Well, I don't know. What's that? What's that in the middle of my potato salad? That's supposed to go with catfish. Well, anyway, they didn't get it, but they didn't realize that actually in South Louisiana, if you go to the bayous of Lafayette, Brobridge, all in those areas, potato salad in the gumbo is the way to go. And if you go to the arguably, but I think in our case, inarguably, the best gumbo restaurant in all of New Orleans,
yep.
Stanley's, right there on Jackson Square, they do a mahogany roux seafood gumbo that will make your toes curl. It's so good. They'll serve it at breakfast, but they ask you, rice or potato salad? And when you say potato salad in it, they like light up like a Christmas tree, like, hey, this fat boy knows his gumbo, eh?
Yep, yep.
Well, anyway, so we tried. We, once again, we won't know what our scores are, but we will share them with you because we're proud, and we will. We're looking forward to our fifth attempt next year. We're getting closer and closer. But anyway, that's what we did last weekend, my friends. I hope you had a lot of fun. Of course, when we were down in Mexico Beach, you were freezing, snowy, miserable conditions. So let us know that it was 70 degrees when we were down there. Nah. So anyway, speaking of that, Chef Eric, it's great. We're back together again for this week.
Yep.
We're together on Wednesday for our new show called What's Your Point?
Yep.
It's talks political issues, current events of the day. Ought to listen to it on Wednesdays from 3 to 5 on Ustream. We're going to put a link on our page
Correct.
To get there.
Correct.
But we have a very special guest today that's going to be joining you for a while.
We do.
I'm kind of excited because your daughter really cut the edge in our show
yeah.
on bringing young, aspiring chefs to the forefront.
Yep.
And today, we had to wait till we found another good one.
That's right. So years ago, my daughter used to come in and do a few recipes. And you know, she cooks for herself now, does an amazing job.
And for her boyfriend.
Would you stop? That is a rumor. That's a vicious rumor. My little 20-year-old can't possibly have a boyfriend.
Yeah, a cute 20-year-old intelligent girl can't possibly have a boyfriend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, you let her out of the monastery, which I thought was
pretty
cool.
That whole thing. And so now John, who works here at Cutter's.
And he said we could use last name. Witness protection ended 2 weeks ago.
I'm going to let you do that. I'm not sure about that whole the protective order. But anyway, his daughter, Megan, is here with us today. And Megan is an aspiring young chef. She's going to school at one of the Forsyth County schools that has a culinary program. And it's the same school, actually, that my daughter graduated from.
Is that where your daughter learned to cook possum and bear and... what are you cooking today, Chef?
Yeah, really? Really? Because it's Forsyth County? As opposed to, what, Cherokee County, where you are?
Yeah, well, we
the culinary black hole of
the
Georgia?
The culinary black hole of the universe, Cherokee County. No, we serve possum better than anybody.
Well, so what we're going to do today is Megan's father, John, had harvested a few, taken a few.
Harvesting is nice. That's a nice.
A deer.
Yes.
Harvested a deer.
Or two.
At the end of a gun. Or no, a bow maybe? Maybe it was a bow.
He probably did a bow.
Bow hunting is even harder. So anyway, so last year he brought us some venison to work with. This year he brought us not only venison, ground, and some
But he brought
filet,
us a second deer.
But he brought us his dear daughter.
Yeah, see, I yes. was hoping you would pick
I
up
I was
on
going that way you. Until you usurped the whole thing. Anyway. So in this next segment here, we'll start talking to Megan and talk about the program, and she's going to do a meatloaf.
And how is she going to prepare it?
See, this is the part that pains me a little bit, but it's okay. We don't have an oven here. So Megan has come up with a recipe that allows this venison meatloaf to be cooked.
In a?
Microwave.
What? I'm sorry. Did anybody hear that? In a?
Microwave.
Yes.
Microonda.
Oh, there you go again.
Okay. So, whatever. And, no, but I'm looking forward to it because, as you know...
You are not. You hate microwaves.
I made a recipe not long ago with a microwave for that bread, the slider bread. And that would be the first time I've ever used a microwave in my house.
Yeah,
anyway.
In fact, he had to clean the cobwebs off of it. I said, how long you had it? 10 years. He had to break the plastic off of it.
Yeah, I just don't use microwaves. But anyway, but I look forward to this because it sounds like a great recipe. I'm excited. And then I've got a couple of recipes behind that we're going to do. We're going to do some venison with mushrooms in a special, beautiful mushroom savory sauce. And then we're going to do some meatball sandwiches with venison and pork.
Well, in case you're concerned about what day this day is in culinary parlance, today is National Crowned Roast of Pork Day and National Cereal Day. So I hope you're celebrating with your Cocoa Puffs. Cuckoo for cuckoo. You know. And, well, cuckoo anyway. And your Crown Roast of Pork Day. All that and so much more right here on Chef and a Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs. We are live at Cutter Cigar Emporium. We are in your ear and having fun. And we have got a great audience taking it to the streets of Alpharetta, Georgia, baby.